way back before the Sequined White Club, the Animal Menagerie, Wacko Jacko. Hey, long before his 50th birthday last week, Michael Jackson and his brothers were already superstars. When the Jackson 5 took the stage, teenage girls, black and white, went crazy. The group cranked up bubblegum soul hits, and their crossover appeal made the Jackson 5 a music powerhouse. Listen to me, baby, that's all you gotta do. Oh, ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Mania also made the band a cash machine for Motown Records. There were Jackson 5 dolls, coloring books, even a TV cartoon show.
Gee, fellas, where'd you all learn to groove like that?
Our mom and dad taught us, ma'am. They're fine musicians.
Well, they must be, because you boys are wonderful.
Hey, you dig that? Miss Diana Ross thinks we're wonderful.
I dig.
This week, the Jackson 5 will be given the Icon Award at the Urban Music Awards in Los Angeles. All the brothers have said they'll attend, except Michael. Stephen Davis ghost wrote Michael Jackson's autobiography, Moonwalk, and he's on the line now. Welcome, Stephen Davis.
Hi, how are you?
Let's get right to the music. Jackson 5's first single, I Want You Back, from 1969. Stephen Davis, what made that song such a breakthrough?
As soon as you played that, Jackie, my shoulders started to twitch, my knees began to tremble. All of a sudden it was 1969 again, and it was the most exciting new pop group since Sly and the Family Stone. Just great to hear that again.
Back too, and it made me think, well, I was one of those crazy young girls listening to this group. And let's set the scene. It's 69. Who's writing the music for them? What's going on? Why are they suddenly so popular?
Well, let me give you a tiny bit of background. There were five Jackson brothers, and they all grew up in Gary, Indiana. And they were discovered by a local record producer for Steeltown Records, but then their contract was bought out by Berry Gordy at Motown, the great soul label. And I Want You Back was written by what Motown called the Corporation, which was their in-house songwriting staff.
But how did they become a mainstream phenomenon for Motown?
Well, you have to remember, they went on Ed Sullivan, and people got a load of Michael Jackson dancing at age 7. And so, went beyond the radio into incredible success on television, and that's, of course, what spawned the cartoon show and kept them as a viable act, really, for 15 years.
Okay, music critic, pick a favorite Jackson 5 song for us. That should be easy.
Never Can Say Goodbye is my favorite all-time Jackson 5 song. Remember, this was Michael at 13, and, you know, he was on the cover of all the teen magazines, and so the other kids knew that he was 13, and there's something in his voice that speaks to an incredible yearning in that particular song, and a yearning that would probably be familiar to many, many teenagers who are going through all the teenage stuff that teenagers go through, you know?
She's a dancing machine.
Had all these hits, and it all accumulated into kind of one fantastic sort of Jackson 5 concept that lingers to this day. You know, there's still talk about bringing back the Jacksons in Las Vegas for one more final billion-dollar blowout. So obviously, they do market research on this, so they know that the Jacksons still have this incredible audience.
Rock critic Stephen Davis was the ghostwriter for Michael Jackson's autobiography, Moonwalk. It's been a great pleasure speaking to you, Stephen.
Thanks. Always an honor to be on your ear. Thank you.
Stephen's also got a new book out about another superstar act called Watch You Bleed, The Saga of Guns N' Roses. And as Gustav bears down on us, who better to provide today's parting words than the Jackson 5? Here are the opening lines from one of their non-hits, the song The Eternal Light. Mother Earth told the people that the cold nights can be warm. Just get along with your brother. It's the shelter from the storm. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.